Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a Paychex company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. We're grateful that you are tagging along, because each and every Friday we get hyper-local and we start talking about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines Metro with Jeff Pitts, who happens to be, by the way, the... You're like the god over there, aren't you, at City View?
Far from it.
Oh. All right, let's get going. There's got to be something going on this weekend.
There's lots going on, actually, this week. Let's see. We'll start with Iowa Wild. They play tonight and Saturday. So tonight at 7, tomorrow at 6, taking on the Texas Stars.
Hate them.
In both games. So this is getting towards the end of the season for them. So
right, it is. And I just talked to the Iowa Wild this week, as a matter of fact. I say, they wanted me to renew my season tickets because I didn't do anything last year. I've had season tickets from a long time ago. So I thought I'd do that. And so I had a nice chat with them. And the guy that I was talking to, because I asked about, how's Mr. Fredrickson, the team president, he's from the same town as I am. He'll really? Detroit? Well, Grosse Pointe, actually. And so we got in this long discussion and several other people that I know down there. And he goes, how do you know all these people? I said, I've been around a while. So, the Iowa Wild, go Wild, tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, get out there and support them towards the end of the year here.
All right, got it.
We've got later, jousting is on the agenda this weekend.
Jousting.
At the Pines in Sailorville, Des Moines Renaissance Fair. Yes. So there'll be pirate jokes and fire. There'll be armed combat. There'll be original Shakespearean story by Lorenzo Sandoval. Huh? We got it all. The whole wacky world of Renaissance. Run amok at this annual Central Iowa Family
Run
event.
Amok.
Run amok. When was the last time you ran amok?
Yesterday. I run amok every day.
Three times a week, huh?
Yeah.
You need it or not.
All right. Yeah. Just, what's he doing?
You say 20 minutes a day of running amok lowers your risk of all sorts of
diseases. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it first here. Run amok as often as you can and protect yourself. All right, the Des Moines Renaissance Fair, and they spell fair funny, by the way.
Yeah, they tack that E on the end. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, it's.
I like it when people just they spell things how they want to spell them.
Right. My bride spells color, C-O-L-O-U-R.
Good for her.
Yeah, right. So we got.
Is that the English spelling? I've seen that somewhere.
I believe it is, yes. Yes. So. Well, for what it's worth. All right, so we got Iowa Wild, we got the Des Moines Renaissance Fair, there will be jousting galore, and what else?
Walk, talk, and learn about our city's architectural marvels.
This is fun.
Yes, it is. There's a series of five or so of these things going on. The first one's this weekend, today, actually.
How many series do they have?
So it's a 5-week thing. So there's in 5 different weeks.
Got it.
And then, but then there's four different tours.
Oh, well. All right. Well, call up your favorite architect, ladies and gentlemen, and figure out when this is going on.
Let's see. Boom goes the Downtown Farmers Market.
Oh, boy.
Back.
Yeah. I was talking to someone that went to Farmers Market, and they were very discouraged. Because there were no food vendors.
There was no food vendors. Yeah.
So they were going, that's...
Although, so that it will still be the case this weekend, I believe. But then next weekend, some of the food will be back.
Got it. Okay. Farmers Market Saturday. Got it.
Yep. Farmers Market Saturday. Then also this weekend, more jousting is on the agenda.
What?
A different Renaissance Fairs at Sleepy Hollow.
We have competing jousting.
We do. If you're into Renaissance Fair, this is your bonanza.
Yeah.
It'd be tough to choose. Might be like choosing between your kids, I guess. But
right.
So that's fun. This one's going on to Sleepy Hollow
Sports Park. Right.
Yeah.
Very nice.
There. Iowa Barnstormers kick off Saturday.
What?
Iowa Barnstormers.
Really?
They're back in action. Taking on the Sioux Falls Storm.
Hate them. Saturday.
Hate them.
Got it.
Could be good. They got a new coach, and, you know, they have a good program going on there. Yep. So
Barnstormers, Positive. Saturday Positive night.
That'll be good. Yep.
Got it.
Also, Saturday, Menace kickoff also.
Oh, this
take on the Green Bay Voyagers. How do you feel about them?
Hate them. Green Bay Voyagers, stay in Green Bay.
Yeah. Green Bay Voyagers. It's 7 o'clock at Valley Stadium in West Des Moines.
You know, there's so much going on. We've got the Wild going on. We've got the Barnstormers going on. We've got Wait a minute.
Yeah, how are they doing that?
Yeah, how are they doing that? That something's not kosher. Because the Wild and the Barnstormers can't play on Saturday.
Yeah. Okay, I misread this. The Barnstormers are at the Sioux Falls Storm.
Oh. So it's a little traveling.
So if you want to make a roadie,
Yeah, well, all right. So Barnstormers do play on Saturday, not at the Well, but up in Sioux Falls. Got it. All right.
Taking on the Storm, and then next weekend they'll make their return.
Got it.
And they'll take on the Duke City Gladiators. Yeah. Where's Duke City?
Oh, hate them.
Doesn't matter.
Stay in Duke
City. Okay. Iowa Cubs are back this week, starting on Tuesday. They arrived back in town. We playing at Principal Park, taking on the Omaha Storm Chasers.
Hate them.
And then later in the week, I guess all the way next week, I guess they take on the St. Paul Twins.
What are you doing? Are you having like a genuflecting fit over there? I keep hearing all this rattling around. What are you doing? Are you okay?
I am okay. What's it
say? Well, it sounds like rustling papers and, I don't know, clothing up against the microphone. I'm just concerned. Are you okay?
Huh. Yeah. I'm wondering. So I took my headphones off because they weren't working. I did the same thing when you mentioned that before. So I wonder if the headphones.
I don't know.
Technical difficulties, Michael.
Technical difficulties. Now where'd you go?
I should fix it. I just unplugged the headphones, so we'll try it this way.
Oh yeah, yeah. We got to get you a studio built. If we're gonna do this every Friday, I'm coming over, and we're doing this. We're gonna fix up your studio, get this done, so that you don't have issues.
Let's do it.
All right. So we left off with the Iowa Cubs. Playing the Omaha Storm. We hate them.
Hate them. Omaha Storm Chasers.
Yeah, right. Hate them. Whatever. All right. What else?
Why would you be the Storm Chasers instead of the Storm?
I don't know. Probably the Storm is already taken by some women's rollerball team.
Right. I bet that's right.
Yeah.
Wednesday's at Smash Parks Trivia Night. You want to guess the...
I'm not very good at guessing I'm trying to put into context Smash Park and trivia on Wednesday, and then try to figure out who their target audience is.
Uh-huh.
Because we've done like what the Wizard of Oz, not the Wizard of Oz, the goofy thing with the Rowling.
Just about everything.
Yeah.
They've,
so what do we got this? What's the trivia?
I think they're coming back around because I think we've had this one before. This is 80s. Name that tune.
Got it.
What's your favorite decade for music?
Oh, I don't have one. I take that back. 40s. 1940s.
40s?
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. 1940s. Oh, yeah. 30s and 40s. I mean, the big band sounds. Are you kidding me? It was just fabulous. Fabulous. Yeah.
Nice.
It doesn't hurt. My mother, she used to sing in a big band in Chicago.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I think you've told me that before.
Yeah. So anyway, So I love
it. You've got musical experience too. So there's music in the
somewhere along the way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I like that genre. As a matter of fact, just to bring up a name, I see that Max Wellman is coming to Hoyt Sherman Place.
Really?
Yes. And it's,
I didn't see that.
It's him and the big band. Well, you have to be on his radar screen, man. And yeah, so if you go to Hoyt Sherman Place, you can buy tickets right now, as a matter of fact. And Max Wellman is just a remarkable talent. He's 30 years old. And I remember, this is awful to say, I remember Max when he was at Roosevelt High School. And yeah, now he's got Noche and all that stuff going on. He's a great, great, great singer and composer. And yeah, I just think the world of Max Wellman. Good guy. So anyway, yeah, Hoyt Sherman Place. Check it out.
Also, we have, you know, the biggest thing probably on this list, starting next Thursday, the Dew Tour skateboarding event is coming. So the skate park downtown opened earlier this month ahead of schedule. And now the Dew Tour, which is like the, you know, it's like the major league. It's the big deal on the skateboarding.
Yeah. So they're coming to town.
And they're coming to town. And this is going to be the only Olympic qualifying event in the country.
Wow.
And skateboarding makes its debut in the Olympics this summer.
Maybe.
In Tokyo.
Maybe.
Maybe. I mean, are maybe. They?
So, yeah, the latest news today is that a couple of more states, or they call them prefectures, have been now locked down over in Japan due to COVID resurgence.
Oh.
And so, yeah, the Olympics are like 70 days away. And there's a lot of going, are we going to do this or not? So
we'll see. I'll bet they pull it off.
We'll see.
Who knows? What do I know? I don't know. I've been wrong every step of the way on the COVID thing. I said they would never cancel the NCAA tournament.
Well, so much for that.
The next day, canceled.
Of course.
Yeah, that's a wrap. But the Dew Tour, that's a big deal.
Dew Tour.
Get out there
and when does that?
The best skaters in the world. 300 of the best skaters in the world will be here in town.
When does that happen? Weekend. This week? This weekend?
Yeah, it starts Thursday and goes through the weekend. Yeah.
Started yesterday? Or next Thursday?
Next Thursday.
Got it.
Coming.
All right.
Yep.
There you go. Next Thursday, the Dew Tour. All right. Yeah. Jeff Pitts and his marvelous list of stuff to do in the greater Des Moines Metro. Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, thank you, Michael.
All right.
Sorry about that microphone thing.
Well, whatever. Snafu. Yeah, situation normal. We got to go. It is nigh on to time. Thanks so very much for listening all week long. We will, just a programming note, we will be back on News Talk 1540 KXEL with Insight on Business, the News Hour Week in Review. Sunday at noon, we'll take a look at some of the biggest news stories of the past week, plus a couple of interesting, well, really interesting interviews, like my conversation with the Flying Finn, ladies and gentlemen, an international air guitar star. Don't want to miss that. All right, that's a wrap for this week. Thanks so very much for being with us. We're all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodland of Jam Good Productions. For Jeff Pitts and all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.